when John was writing to the church, in 1 John, his first letter, the 3rd chapter, verse 7, he says, "Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. And he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." John leaves no doubt. He's very specific. He says there are two classes of people in the world: the righteous and the sinner. No third. He didn't hint. He didn't leave any space. There's no such thing as a third category. And tonight, every one of you fit into one of these categories. Now, the sad thing is that Satan, when he deceived Eve and caused Eve to rebel against what God said, he introduced sin into the human family. But really, Satan didn't want man. If he wanted man, he wouldn't destroy man. If you think Satan wants you because he cares about you, forget it. He has one goal and one goal only for you: to use you for his purpose and then destroy you. Now, what is Satan's purpose? Satan's mad at God. And when Satan saw how much God loved man and created man and placed man upon this earth, everything God created, he created the heavens, he created the earth, he created all the fish, he created everything else. But when he created man, he said, "That's it." He said, "That's it." And he rested. And he called up the Sabbath. He was satisfied, he was fulfilled, it was complete. And from the day God created man, he would come down and visit with man. Walk in the garden in the cool of the day to talk in the fellowship with man. Satan saw how much God really loved man, how much God really cared about man. And Satan says, "I know what I'll do. I'll overthrow God's plan. He loves man so much. He cares so much about man. I'll take care of that. I can't get to God, but I can get to God through man." He said, "What I'll do is, if I destroy man, if I cause man to fall, once man falls into sin, he's destroyed. A holy God, I know how holy he is. I know how just, I know how righteous he is. I know what he did to me when I rebelled. And if man rebels against what God said, then man's going to be in the same boat that I'm in. Now, I don't care about man, but I want to show God that I still have it in for him." And so Satan set out to cause man to fall. And when man fell, Satan felt, "I have accomplished a great victory. I have overthrown the plan of God." Now, if time permitted tonight, I could take you into many steps of how that man from the very beginning made excuses, and how that they tried to excuse themselves. And so today, man is still trying to excuse themselves. Men say, "Oh, but I was born this way. This is my nature to be this way." But I'm here to declare unto you that you don't have to remain that way. It may be, but you have a will. And if you will to turn your life over to God, you don't have to be a slave to Satan any longer. You don't have to be in sin. You don't have to be bound by sin. Every sinner under the sound of my voice tonight, You can be released from sin in a second's time almost. All you've got to do is surrender your will to the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan cannot make you do what you don't want to do if you determine in your heart and will in your life to turn your life over to Jesus Christ. Well, as Satan has always done, he's always underestimated God. He thought that if he would cause man to fall, that he would have fulfilled the purpose of overthrowing God's plan. He never thought that man could be redeemed. He never thought that man could be brought out of that pit that he was in. He thought that God would wipe him out. He says, when I sinned, God cast me out of heaven, and I have been doomed ever since. So if man rebels, man will get like punishment. But he underestimated God. He knew that man was the highest of all of God's created beings. He knew that. And he knew that there was no animal, there was no beast of the field, there was no fowl of the air that could atone for man's sins. He knew that. He knew that there was no hope. Man has had it. He's doomed forever. Satan was not rejoicing because you were doomed. Somehow you've got to get that through your head. Satan not one ounce does he care about you. He'll lie to you. He'll deceive you. He'll lead you down a deceitful road. All the way that he's taking you, he's promising you everything, but what he's doing, he's using you to try to shame God. And when he feels that you no longer are used to him, then he wants you to get out of his way. If Satan cared about man, he'd go down on some of the slum areas and clean up some of the mess that he's made. He doesn't care about man. He lies to them. He promises them everything. Promises them happiness. Promises them joy. Promises them peace. But never gives it to them. Never. You know why? Because he's not capable. All he can do is lie. And ever promising much to you is a lie. He knows it. But what does he care? As long as he can strike at God. He hates your God and my God. And he hates God even more now than he did when he talked to Eve. You know why? He never thought that God loved me so much. Oh, hallelujah. He never dreamed that God cared so much about you, a sinner, a drunkard, a liar, a prostitute, a drug addict, a cheat, a person that may have cursed and used God's name in vain. He never dreamed that God loved you so much. When God looked through the heavens and through the earth, and there was no one to be found anywhere that could atone for the sins of man. There was no animal. There was no bird. There was no being to be found. There was no man righteous. For when Adam and Eve fell, all men were under sin. What is God going to do? God said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I love man so much that I'll lay aside everything that's in heaven and I'll become a man. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Satan, he took advantage of man. Satan lied to man. Satan lied to Eve. He deceived Eve. And therefore man has a right and has an opportunity to come out of that situation. He should not have to stay there. So what I'll do, I will not take advantage of Satan in any kind of way, but I'll lay aside everything and I'll become a man and I'll go down and live among men and I'll become God in the flesh and I'll meet Satan on his own turf and I'll come head to head with him and very deed. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So God, He became Emmanuel, God in the flesh, walking upon this earth, coming as a babe, living among men, talking to men, meeting Satan face to face, talking with him, and defeating him every step of the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, the Bible says, for this reason, the Son of Man was manifested, that he might destroy. You notice that word, it says destroy. Not that he might limit. Not that he might hold back. Not that he might slow down the works of Satan. But that he might destroy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That he might destroy the works of Satan. What is he doing? Jesus Christ comes into the heart and life of a person, and once he steps into that life, he begins to work to destroy every power that Satan has over you. Satan, if Jesus came into this world and redeemed us, then the moment he redeemed us, he lifted us out of this world, Satan would laugh him to scorn. He'd say, sure, you can redeem him and you can take him out of the world, but if you let me get to him, I'll deceive him and they'll go back again. And God says, that won't be the case, buddy. I want you to know that I will produce a generation of people, an army of people of all languages, of all human races, and they'll stand toe to toe with you, and because that I've destroyed your works and their heart and their life, they will not deny me, and they'll live upon this earth, and they'll glorify me, and they'll speak of me, and they'll praise me, and furthermore, Satan, they'll fight against you and win the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, what I want you to understand, sinner, you may have turned over a new leaf before, but the only thing about turning that leaf over, the first big puff of wind, it turns back over. But I'm not talking about turning over a new leaf. I'm talking about something taking hold in your life that so completely transformed you that you no longer desire the things you one time desired. You no longer want the things you one time wanted. You become a new creation in Christ Jesus. All things pass away, and behold, all things become new. When Jesus Christ came upon this earth and was manifest in the flesh, Satan could not do anything with him. Every place Jesus went, Satan had to back up. If he came against demonic powers, he spoke the words and they had to flee. If he came against sickness and disease, he spoke the word and they had to go. Wherever Jesus went, Satan had to back up. And you say, well, Jesus is going back to glory. That's right. He sits at the right hand of the Father. But every time that a person comes to Jesus, there is Christ born in your heart. Hallelujah. And he begins to manifest himself in your heart and life. And you begin to act and to be like Jesus Christ was. And Satan can't do any more with you than he could with Jesus when he was upon this earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And Jesus is manifest in our lives. Hallelujah. We're not a bunch of freaks. We have Jesus in us. We're not trying to force ourselves not to get drunk. We don't want to get drunk. We're not trying to force ourselves to stay off of drugs. We don't want drugs. Why would I trade what I've got that works for what you've got that don't work. Amen? Oh, when you come to Jesus, He breaks the grip of Satan on your life. He breaks it. Amen? He has no more dominion over you. He sets you free. Oh, you may be a slave tonight. You may have walked in this building a slave. You may be sitting there in your living room a slave. You may be a slave to any number of sins. You may be a slave to gambling. You may be a slave to lying. You may be a slave to cheating. You may be bound by any number of things. But I'm here to tell you that when Jesus Christ sets you free, those things have no more dominion over you. You say, oh, but I can't give them up. That's what you misunderstand. You don't have to give them up. They fall off. You don't have to fight against them. You just don't want them. That's the whole secret. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you know the Bible says, he whom the Son has set free is free indeed? You don't want those things? A man said to me one day, oh, but Brother Gorman, I know if I come to Jesus, I'm going to have to give up this, and I'm going to have to give up that, and I'm going to have to give up the other. I said, wait a minute. Somebody lied to you. He said, you mean you're like people in your church that do these things? I said, sure, you can come in our building like that. He said, but don't I have to give these up? No. I said, all I want you to do is accept Jesus. Then go drink all you want to, lie all you want to, gamble all you want to. The beautiful part about it is the want to is going to go, and you're going to have a brand new set of desires that's going to grip your heart and your life. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, that's the difference between religion and an experience with Jesus Christ. Religion tells you all the things you got to give up, all the things you got to do, and all the things you shouldn't do, and all of this. But when you come to Jesus Christ, you fall in love with Jesus, and all you want is more of Jesus. More of Jesus. More of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the key. See, the powers of Satan, the lies of Satan, the grip of Satan, the lust that Satan has begun to work and to motivate within your life, it suddenly vanishes away because Jesus becomes so real to you. You love Him so much. You have such peace. Such joy, such contentment. And it's all because God says, Satan, you think you got man, but you just forgot one thing, that I'm God, and I'm sovereign, and I can do what I please. What do you mean you can do what you please, God? I just want to tell you, I'm coming down there. You're coming down here where you've been down here before. But I'm coming in a different way this time, Satan. How are you coming? I'm going to come as a little baby. Then I'll kill you. No, you won't kill me. I'll show you. You can do what you please, Satan, but I'm coming down there. I'm going to start at the bottom of the ladder. And I'm going to grow right up. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to come forth as a seed of a woman. And when I get through with your head, whoa! When I get through with your head, you'll know that I am the King of Kings and I am the Lord of Lords. I am the victor. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan, I want you to know, I'm coming down and I'm going to set Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and all the prophets free that's held in Hades. I'm going to unlock that door and bring them out. Amen. I'm going to set them free. And not only that, Satan, but I'm going to build a church. I'm going to build a church while I'm down there. And I just want to tell you one thing, that when I build this church, I'm not going to stay. I'm going to come on back to the Father. But you won't deceive it anymore. You did it once, but you won't do it anymore. Amen? Amen? You won't do it anymore. And over 1,900 years has gone by, and she's stronger tonight than she ever was. Glory to God. She's greater tonight than she's ever been. And we're destroying the works of Satan. Would you bow your heads with me? Sinner, whether you're at home by your television set or whether you're in this auditorium, hear me tonight. You may have come here with a broken heart. You may have come here with a heart that is aching inside. You may be seated there in your home bound by sin, bound by fear, bound by bitterness, resentment. You may feel that life is not worth living, but I'm telling you that there's someone who loves you enough that he's come to make a way that you don't have to be in that situation any longer. You don't have to be bound like that any longer. Tonight, you don't have to sit there like you are. You may be in this auditorium tonight. You may have sickness in your body. You may have come here tonight believing that God was going to heal you, that God was going to touch you. And the devil may be saying to you, but there's no need for you to go. There's no need for you to go. Don't you know what kind of life you've lived? Remember something tonight, that while you were yet in sin, God loved you and gave his only begotten son for you. And tonight you're coming on one base and one base only. He loves me, and I'm coming to him. I'm going to turn my life over to him. I want him to take my life, and I want him to do with my life what he wants to do. I'm not going to try to control my life anymore. I want Jesus to take it. I've got to have peace. Maybe your marriage is falling apart. Maybe your home, maybe your children, maybe they are caught up with drugs, with other things, and you're saying, oh God, somewhere is there help. I'm telling you, there is help. There is a Lord tonight that stands in our midst that's ready and willing to help you. And what I want to ask you tonight, who will be the first person in this auditorium who will say by standing to their feet and walking toward Brother Gorman, I want help tonight. I'm tired of fighting this battle. I've got to have help. I want Jesus to come into my life. I want Jesus to heal my broken heart. Come from the balcony. Come from the main floor, wherever you may be. I want you to stand to your feet right now. Just start getting up and start walking this way. One coming from the balcony, another coming from the main floor, another coming. Start standing to your feet and start walking toward me. I want to meet you right here, and I want to have a prayer with you here tonight. Jesus cares about you. Jesus wants to help you tonight. Jesus wants that battle that you're fighting tonight. He wants that rage within you to cease. And he wants the joy and the peace. Those of you that have come for healing for your body, I want you to stand to your feet and start walking toward me, because I want to have a prayer with you as well. And while that you're coming, let me talk to the people there in your home. Whoever you may be there, if you need Jesus, you're lonely, you're broken, you're hurting, I want you to drop on your knees by that television set. And I want you to say, Jesus, I need you tonight. I need help. I'm going to lead you in a prayer in just a moment. And as I lead you in that prayer, I want you to reach out to Jesus Christ. Many people are coming from all over the auditorium here. But I believe that many of you are kneeling all over this viewing audience by your television set. There is a Savior that's reaching out to you. He cares about you. He wants you. If you knew how much that Jesus wanted to help you, all the demons in hell couldn't keep you off of your knees. All the powers in hell couldn't keep you off your knees. Listen, husband and wife, if your home is about to fall apart, maybe you haven't even been talking to one another lately. Maybe the whole thing is trying to cave in on you. Hey, husband, be a man. Reach over and take hold of her hand. and say, honey, let's kneel here. Let's kneel here and let Brother Gorman play with us. Let's kneel here and let Brother Gorman talk with us. What are we to lose? Come on. Why let the devil tear your home up? Why let the devil destroy your home? Give Jesus a chance. Give him a chance. Kneel. Teenager, you don't have to keep going through this thing feeling rejected, feeling that nobody cares. There's someone been waiting a long time for you to give him a chance to help you. Won't you give him a chance? Get on your knees there by that television set. Would you do it? Get on your knees there by that television set. And now then I want every one of you, some are still moving toward the altar, but I want all of you that's standing around this front, look at me. Look straight at Brother Gorman. Hear me. I can't save you, but Jesus can. But there are two things you have to do. One is you've got to confess your sins. The other is you've got to ask Jesus to come into your heart. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And as I lead you in this prayer, I want you to pray it aloud. And I want this entire audience to pray this prayer with me. And I want all of you there in your home that are kneeling, I want you to pray it. Would you lift your hands toward heaven? Close your eyes and center your mind upon Christ. Pray this prayer with me. Dear Father, I know that I've sinned, and I'm sorry. Have mercy upon me. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Wash me in the precious blood of Jesus, that all my sins shall be gone. Dear Father, I accept Jesus as my personal Savior. I believe that you hear me now. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Free me from every sin. Become the Lord of my life. I receive you now. I accept you. I denounce all sin. I'm free. For Jesus sets me free. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. There it goes, brother. In the name of Jesus, I believe. Glory to God. I command that every power, loose and fear goes in the name of Jesus Christ. Be now delivered through the mighty blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I surrender to you, Jesus, tonight. Be now set free to the throne of Almighty God. I believe in Jesus' name.